Quantum theory has been an outstandingly successful theory and underlies nearly all of modern science and technology. It governs the behavior of transistors and integrated circuits, which are the essential components of electronic devices such as televisions and computers, and it is also the basis of modern chemistry and biology. The only areas of physical science into which quantum mechanics has not yet been properly incorporated are gravity and the large-scale structure of the universe. Einstein's general theory of relativity, as noted earlier, does not take account of the uncertainty principle of quantum mechanics, as it should for consistency with other theories. As we saw in the last chapter, we already know that general relativity must be altered. By predicting points of infinite density, singularities, classical, that is, non-quantum, general relativity predicts its own downfall, just as classical mechanics predicted its downfall by suggesting that black bodies should radiate infinite energy or that atoms should collapse to infinite density. And as with classical mechanics, we hope to eliminate these unacceptable singularities by making classical general relativity into a quantum theory, that is, by creating a quantum theory of gravity. If general relativity is wrong, why have all experiments thus far supported it? The reason that we haven't yet noticed any discrepancy with observation is that all the gravitational fields that we normally experience are very weak. But as we have seen, the gravitational field should get very strong when all the matter and energy in the universe are squeezed into a small volume in the early universe. In the presence of such strong fields, the effects of quantum theory should be important. Although we do not yet possess a quantum theory of gravity, we do know a number of features we believe it should have. One is that it should incorporate Feynman's proposal to formulate quantum theory in terms of a sum over histories. A second feature that we believe must be part of any ultimate theory is Einstein's idea that the gravitational field is represented by curved space-time. Particles try to follow the nearest thing to a straight path in a curved space. But because space-time is not flat, their paths appear to be bent, as if by a gravitational field. When we apply Feynman's sum over histories to Einstein's view of gravity, the analog of the history of a particle is now a complete curved space-time that represents the history of the whole universe. In the classical theory of gravity, there are only two possible ways the universe can behave. Either it has existed for an infinite time, or else it had a beginning at a singularity at some finite time in the past. For reasons we discussed earlier, we believe that the universe has not existed forever. Yet if it had a beginning, according to classical general relativity, in order to know which solution of Einstein's equations describes our universe, we must know its initial state, that is, exactly how the universe began. God may have originally decreed the laws of nature, but it appears that he has since left the universe to evolve according to them and does not now interfere in it. How did he choose the initial state or configuration of the universe? What were the boundary conditions at the beginning of time? In classical general relativity, this is a problem because classical general relativity breaks down at the beginning of the universe. In the quantum theory of gravity, on the other hand, a new possibility arises that, if true, would remedy this problem. In the quantum theory, it is possible for space-time to be finite in extent and yet to have no singularities that formed a boundary or edge. Space-time would be like the surface of the Earth, only with two more dimensions. As was pointed out before, if you keep traveling in a certain direction on the surface of the Earth, you never come up against an impassable barrier or fall over the edge, but eventually come back to where you started without running into a singularity. So if this turns out to be the case, then the quantum theory of gravity has opened up a new possibility in which there would be no singularities at which the laws of science broke down. If there is no boundary to space-time, there is no need to specify the behavior at that boundary. No need to know the initial state of the universe. There is no edge of space-time at which we would have to appeal to God or some new law to set the boundary conditions for space-time. We could say the boundary condition of the universe is that it has no boundary. The universe would be completely self-contained and not affected by anything outside itself. It would neither be created nor destroyed. It would just be. As long as we believed the universe had a beginning, the role of a creator seemed clear. But if the universe is really completely self-contained, having no boundary or edge, having neither beginning nor end, then the answer is not so obvious. What is the role of a creator?